building an app. If you want to start increasing your brand visibility, gaining more sales, and generally taking your business to the next level, then you absolutely need an app. There was one point about 20 years ago when every business started recognizing how badly they needed a website. There was a sudden rush that followed as every business quickly started building websites and hiring designers. Today, there's absolutely no question that every business needs a website and that without one, they can't expect to reach nearly as many people or secure half as many sales. Everyone has been a little slower on the uptake this time around, but now we find ourselves in the exact same position with apps. In other words, if you run a business, then you need an app just as badly as you need a website. And as with websites, that need is only going to grow and grow as technology progresses. At this point, you might be wondering what use an app might have for you. Well, try asking a company like Starbucks or Amazon, and they'll tell you how they make far more sales directly as a result of their app. Or maybe you could turn to blogs like IGN, and they'd tell you how their apps help them to connect with their audience and promote their posts. But of course, an app can also be another option for promoting your business through social messaging. That's because a lot of companies create apps that have messaging functionality built into them, which actually has a huge number of benefits even over the regular features. What an app can do for you. So, a good place to start, then, is by asking what an app can do for you. For starters, an app can, of course, improve your visibility and help impress your visitors. Having an app makes your company seem more modern and more capable, and it means that people can now discover you via the Google Play Store and or the iTunes Store. On top of this, though, having an app also gives you a new way to communicate directly with your customers. This thanks to something called the push notification. Push notifications essentially allow your apps to post updates that appear right at the top of the phone and on the lock screen, and your app doesn't even have to be open to do this. That means you can tell your fans about your special offers or your latest blog post, and they won't even have to be using the phone to see it. Unlike email marketing, you don't have to compete with thousands of other marketers, and you don't need to worry about the spam filter. For these reasons, in fact, push notifications have an open rate of 92%. No email campaign will ever come close to that. Of course, when you use other social messaging apps, those apps will also include a push notification when a new message is received. However, you'll find that this isn't as impactful, seeing as those notifications are competing with notifications from other users. This is compared with a notification that you control in its entirety on a channel that you own. Then you have things like GPS. You can actually use this to direct your users directly to your store if you have a brick-and-mortar business. Or you can use it to send context-sensitive push notifications. In other words, when someone is outside your restaurant, you can offer them to come in for a drink. You can also use this information during a discussion, though be careful not to be creepy in this way. Apps also let you make direct sales in a very convenient manner. Using in-app purchases or PayPal, you can let your users look through your products and place orders at their leisure. Likewise, they can order food or book a table and they won't even have to leave the app. Starbucks uses this in a very smart way by letting users say what time they want their coffee and then pay through the app. That way, instead of having to queue on their commute to work, they can just pop in to collect their coffee with their name on it. Imagine being able to promote something via a push notification, then letting that notification take your user directly to your beautifully designed app where they can buy your product with one click and without having to enter any of their details, or letting them click to start up a conversation with you. This works for physical products, but it also works like a charm for digital products and is the perfect way for you to monetize your website and sell more ebooks. Even if it weren't for all those powerful benefits, an app simply provides a more tailor-made experience for your users to read content on their phones. They won't be distracted by other websites, and everything will load much more quickly. And here's another thing you may not have considered, that you can actually use an app you built in order to send someone Facebook Messenger or WhatsApp and to begin a conversation with you. This is a great way to integrate social messaging with an app you created for marketing. Now, what you're probably thinking is that this is all great, but beyond your capabilities, how can you build an app on your own with no experience? Actually, that bit is easy, and I'm going to show you why. Using app builders to create professional apps in 3 minutes or less. What if I told you that you could create a professional-looking mobile app in under 3 minutes? The good news? It's completely true. The trick is simply to use an app builder, which is a piece of software written specifically to make it easier for you to build apps in just a few minutes, and then package them ready for iOS and Android. You can, of course, go the traditional route to create your mobile app, which will mean coding it yourself in Java, Objective-C, or Swift. This means learning a whole language for most people, though, as well as familiarizing themselves with the Android or iOS SDK. Then they have to set up their IDE. Will you use Android Studio or Eclipse? And install the latest virtual devices for testing. You'll need to learn how a manifest file works and how to set up your private key sign. And that's all assuming your computer is able to run all that stuff. It needs a lot of space, if nothing else, and you can only develop for iOS this way on a Mac. So, probably not, right? Using an app builder isn't as flexible or powerful, but the good news is that many of them are designed specifically for internet marketing purposes. That means that the functionality they do provide is exactly what you're likely to need to promote your website, digital products, or business. Here are just some of the best tools that will get you started. AppATap. To use AppATap, you begin by selecting the app template you want. As you can imagine, this is essentially the layout you want and will define the broad purpose of your app as well as where all the individual elements are going to go. Next, you change the images you want and the text you want, and you select the features you're going to need. The features available include shopping cart, maps and GPS, in-app purchases, PayPal, push notifications, chat, image galleries, RSS feeds. You pick and choose these as you need them, so if you want to create an app to promote your blog, you'll probably just go with the RSS feed to show your content and then use a push notification to alert your users about new content. On the other hand, if you want to let people order your products, you'll want to use the shopping cart, the in-app purchases, and the PayPal support. Once all that is done, you simply press publish and your app will be packaged ready for the Play Store or iTunes. App Institute. This is another powerful app maker for iOS and Android that lets you get started quickly and provides a number of enterprise-centric features. That includes a very powerful booking feature, a loyalty feature, push notifications, and the ability to chat with a member of your team. All the stuff we need, in other words. It's not free, though you can build a trial app for free, but it is relatively inexpensive at $42 per month. AppyPi. AppyPi is a similar app builder that focuses primarily on simplicity. It's great for making specific types of apps, but you can use this to create a general business app if you so wish. Shoutem. We could keep going forever, so we'll just put one more item on this list. Shoutem. This is a very crisp and nicely made platform that you can use to make similarly attractive and modern apps for your business. It lets you stay in touch with your users using all the same features as others on the list, but also has powerful Shopify integration for selling from an e-commerce store directly. The other huge difference between creating an app for marketing purposes and using a more traditional form of social messaging marketing is that creating an app comes with an implicit permission to contact your potential buyers. In other words, if you message someone on WhatsApp without their explicit permission, then you might risk getting told off and upsetting the customer. However, if you message someone directly through your app, this is something that the user is likely expecting. By downloading the app, they demonstrate that they are happy to receive more communication from you, which entirely changes the relationship while allowing you to benefit from all the same features. We've only touched briefly on what apps can do for you, though, and how you can start making the most of them. Right now, only the very biggest and smartest companies are taking full advantage of mobile marketing with their own apps and mobile sites. If you want to get ahead of the competition, then this is a great way to do it, and it will lead to an instant increase in sales and engagement.